Welcome to Motivated to Lead Podcast, helping you become a better leader. I'm your host, Mark Klingsheim.
Hi, everyone. Mark Klingsheim with SEMA Partners. Glad you could join us for this podcast. We're just going to take a few minutes to talk about four questions that you need to ask yourself before you start an executive search. Each one of us have been in situations where we've needed to hire someone, and maybe it's a retirement, maybe it's someone that's been moved out of the organization, maybe a new opportunity, a growth opportunity that you need some new leadership. But whatever it is, you need to ask yourself, the first question is, what needs to be done? How will this person know that they're a success at the end of the year? It's not only good for the candidate to know that, so that they know what is involved in this position, but also for those that are assessing to say, is this person capable of doing what we need to have done? And so it's important to have that up front. The second question is, at what stage of the organization are we? We've worked with a number of startups as well as larger companies, mid-size organizations. And one of the things that we've found is that sometimes it takes a different type of leader to lead a startup organization versus one that has a lot of resources, a large organization that doesn't have some of the constraints that a smaller organization does. But what type of leadership do we need for the stage of the organization? We were brought into an organization a while back to help them with a leadership transition. They had had the same leader for a number of decades. And this person had done a great job of leading the organization from just a handful of people to a pretty large, sophisticated organization. But they needed a different type of leader for their future. They knew that they had some things on the horizon that this person would have to navigate, and they needed someone who had experience that would help them do that. And so it's important to know what stage we're at and what type of leader is necessary for the stage that we're at. The third question is, what are the critical leadership requirements? A lot of times we have a laundry list of things, attributes that someone needs for a role, for a position. But we also need to ask the question, how will the person lead? How are they going to work with others? What is their motivation? How will they fit within the organization? And one of the things that SEMA has done for a number of decades is we've assessed leaders from small organizations to large global organizations. And the thing that we've found is that motivation stays constant. There are a lot of things in our life that can grow and change. Our emotional intelligence can develop over time, but our motivation, our key motivation, stays the same throughout our life. And how somebody is motivated will determine how they fit within a role. And it's important to know how somebody will show up. Everybody can interview well at some point, but they sometimes show up differently in a role than they did when in the interview. So it's important to know how that they're wired and how they're motivated. One of the things as a dad of three girls is I was given the opportunity to coach some of their teams early on in their sports. And one of the things I noticed that there were some kids that just loved being an offense, and they just thrived in that environment. And there were others that loved the defensive roles. And you would mix them up and put them in different positions, and you saw that they would flourish in one area and wouldn't in the other. And then my one daughter loved to do cartwheels and chat with her teammates. She was bent to be social. So that part of it is everyone has a wiring of motivation. And if you've ever noticed somebody in an organization that maybe has been struggling, and all of a sudden they're put into a new role and they're flourishing, they're able to use their motivation and their talents and their abilities in that position. What is the cultural fit for the organization? What is your culture like? Culture is more than just some things that we put on a plaque and put it on our wall, the values that we have, but it's our behaviors. How do we live that out? Some organizations have aspirational, I think Patrick Lencioni has described as aspirational values. It's not aspirational values, but what are your true values as an organization? What are those things that make you unique and are things that you will not compromise? You need to make sure that the people coming in will have those shared values and be able to live those out, otherwise it's not going to be a great fit for the organization. Hopefully those questions are helpful as you conduct your next search, and looking forward to having you join us next week for our podcast. Make it a great week.
Thank you for listening to the Motivated to Lead podcast. Please subscribe on iTunes. You can also see a video version of this interview at motivatedtolead.com. This podcast is brought to you by SEMA Partners, helping you find your next great leader.